Chairman, we'll be all wrapped up in 50 minutes today. It'll be a quick one. Look, just I guess here again, about 25% of the neutrals are registering some form of protest. I'm presuming, James mentioned this morning, there was some sort of residual issues around PBL media in terms of John's protest vote. John's obviously the highest paid board member here. Have we had any communication with the shareholders as to what they see the problem to be?
Nobody's communicated any problems.
All right. And I guess the other thing was, I think four of the directors haven't got any stock, so I guess it'd be a fairly simple point is to encourage them to take some stock. And perhaps could you also just quickly explain, with the way the NEDs, or the non-executive directors, are paid, how did you carve up the CMH Crown arrangements? Did you halve the old salary and just give them that on each, or did we give them all overall a pay rise? What was the policy that we took in that demerger process where we effectively retained all directors on both boards?
Our policies between the two companies are consistent. We pay them, I think you said this morning, you thought our Crown members were seriously underpaying in the market. Our board members are paid the same amount of money we pay on our boards. When you look in the reports and see some are paid more than others, that's because some are on more internal committees, be they audit committees, risk management committees, health and occupation, and the like. So they're paid directly in accordance with their duties. Of course, the insiders, as you refer them, Stephen, the PBL, old PBL or CMH directors are not paid for their services. That's the policy.